Senate Commerce Committee advances FCC nomination of Nathan Symington. By Alam Bokhari on December 2, 2020. The Senate Commerce Committee voted 14-12 along party lines to advance Nathan Symington. President Donald Trump's proposed new member of the Federal Communications Commission, FCC. The committee's decision was announced earlier today. Symington's nomination has attracted a great deal of attention from the Republican base, as the FCC has become a critical battlefield in the fight against big tech censorship. As Breitbart News previously reported, Symington is relatively unknown in the swamp, and his nomination alarmed big tech's lobbying class. According to an insider who spoke to Law360, Symington is completely unknown to career bureaucrats, and that's making DC swamp creatures nervous. Symington is a little-known name within NSHA, the U.S. Department of Commerce's spectrum regulatory body, and has only been in the role of senior advisor since June. Before moving to the government sector, he worked at mobile company Brightstar Corporation as senior counsel. A longtime industry observer told Law360 that when they received a text from a former colleague about Symington's forthcoming nomination, they initially thought it was a joke. "I said, we don't know him, and we know everybody," the person told Law360. John B. Morris Jr., a fellow at the Brookings Institution, said President Trump's decision to withdraw the renomination of Michael O'Reilly, an Obama-appointed FCC commissioner, and nominate Symington instead, is unusual. Brookings is funded by Amazon, Comcast, Facebook, and George Soros Open Society Foundations. Now that Symington's nomination is out of the committee stage, he must face a floor vote of the full Senate, currently held by Republicans, who will decide whether he is confirmed to serve a 5-year term as one of the FCC's 5 commissioners. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.